This is your time.
This is your time.
It's a program to feed your spiritual growth and help you reach out to others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now let's join the speaker with today's message.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, it's a beautiful day. It's a sunny day, and we are very, very excited to be sharing with you the Word of God. We want to thank you for tuning into us and listening in, and we'd like to pray together before we start. Lord God, thank you for this beautiful morning, and thank you for your people, and thank you for waking them up with air in their lungs. We pray that you bless us as we share from your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. My name is Amon Munyaneza, and again, as I said, I'm very excited to be with you. Now, we started this week by sharing from a series that I called In the Footsteps of Jesus. In the Footsteps of Jesus. The first day, we talked about the power of small beginnings, and we learned how Jesus came from heaven to earth, and he was born in a manger to save humanity. Then the following day, we talked about dealing with difficult people, and we saw how Jesus dealt with the temptations and how Jesus dealt with Judas when he betrayed him. We say that Jesus kept quiet about all the things that befell him. He forgave people and he kept moving forward. Now, today we are talking about another very important subject that I've called dealing with lies and misrepresentation. Dealing with lies and misrepresentation. And we are going to be reading from the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 57. Matthew 26, 57. The Bible says, "Now the ones who had arrested Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the experts in the law and the elders had gathered. But Peter was following him from a distance all the way to the high priest's courtyard. After going in, he sat with the guards to see the outcome. The chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were trying to find false testimony against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find anything, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, 'This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.' So the high priest stood up and said to him, 'Have you no answer? What is this that they are testifying against you?' But Jesus was silent." But Jesus was silent. Again, as I want to remind you that our topic is dealing with lies and misrepresentation. And we're starting from the book of Matthew, and we are seeing the story of Jesus and how people wanted to trap Jesus. People wanted to kill Jesus. And in order for them to kill the innocent man Jesus, they had to find something against him. But then they couldn't find anything against him. So what did they do? The Bible tells us that they tried to find some false testimony. And actually some false witnesses came forward to say that Jesus was declaring himself as God. Some people said he was, you know, evading taxes. They said that he had said he's going to destroy the temple. I mean, they came up with all kinds of accusations, all kinds of lies, all kinds of misrepresentation so they can nail Jesus, so they can put him on the cross, so they can kill him. Now, if you've been living on this planet Earth for a while, you know that people lie. That is the truth. People lie. And you know that people misrepresent. Now, what is misrepresentation? Misrepresentation is when somebody says something false about you, but wants everybody to believe that it is the truth. Now, if you're living on planet Earth, as I said, you have experienced that. We all have had people in our lives that have gone out there and they have said ridiculous things about us. They have called us names. They have lied about us. They have misrepresented us. Now, some probably don't have all information about us, and some are doing it out of malice. For any reason, we have all had a time when somebody misrepresented us. And we have felt in our heart that we've been hurt and wounded, and we've gone out there to prove ourselves right. We've gone out there to defend ourselves, because that is the first instinct. When we have somebody misrepresenting us, we want to set things right. We want to set things straight. So what do? We start by sending out an email and we say, "Hey, what you said about me is not right." And then they write back and they say, "I know what I'm talking about. because I know that you did it. And then we write back another email and we say, by the way, I did not do it. And just so you know, I wasn't even there on Tuesday. And then they write back and they say, what are you talking about? I saw you there on Tuesday and you actually did it. And matter of fact, there are three other people that were with you. And then you write again and you say, you know, and then it goes on and goes on and goes on. And before you know, this thing is escalating. It is becoming a fully blown up fight. You're drawing in other people. You're drawing in witnesses. You're telling your husband and your wife and your sister and your brother. The thing is growing. The thing is blowing up. And before you know, the newspapers are picking it up. And the radio is picking it up, and the television is picking it up. Now, something that started as small as a little lie, a little misrepresentation, is now being fully blown up, and it's in the media. It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, it's on WhatsApp. Everybody has it. Now, you ask yourself, how did we move from a small lie, a small misrepresentation, to something as big as fully blown media event? The answer is simple. It's because we don't want to be misrepresented. We want everything talked about us to be the truth, to be in honesty. But the fact is, that is not what's going to happen. We are always going to find people that misrepresent us. And Jesus was misrepresented. The Bible tells us they found all kinds of lies. But there was something special about Jesus. And it's special in a way that he responded to lies and misrepresentation. So how does Jesus represent himself? How does Jesus respond to lies and misrepresentation? Number one, Jesus kept quiet. Because Jesus knew that noise makes things worse. I've just told you how something escalates from a little conversation to full-blown media event. So Jesus understood that if he engages these lies, if he engages these misrepresentations, he's not going to get anywhere. So he decided in his heart, he purposed in his mind, he said, I am just going to keep quiet. And the Bible tells us that he was silent. He did not say anything. Isaiah 53 talks about him. It says that he was led like a sheep to be slaughtered and he did not raise his voice. And that's exactly what Jesus did here. He keeps quiet. There's a lot to learn from Jesus' actions toward lies and misrepresentation. And the question is, are we able to keep quiet amidst of lies and misrepresentation? Because that is a key to us being able to move forward without being bogged down by the lies that people tell. The truth is, you cannot stop people from talking about you. People are always going to be talking about you. Here's the thing. If you heard somebody said something about you and you are lashing at them, remember there's 25 more people that are talking about you and you don't even know about it. So before you go after and strangle the one, remember that, yeah, he's just one out of 20. So what are you going to do about the other 20? Are you just going to be hunting everybody down? The truth is, you are going to be talked about. And before you start pulling your hair and having sleepless night, here is medicine. Learn to keep quiet, learn to shut up, and move forward. The second thing that Jesus did not defend himself. Because he knew that self-defense can only make things worse. We don't see Jesus getting an attorney because Jesus knew that he was being misrepresented. He knew that they were lying about him. He knew that the cases against him were not true. But we don't see him fielding attorneys and lawyers to go and defend him. We don't see him standing up and give an oratory presentation. And granted, the man knew how to talk. The man knew how to speak. He had just been speaking to thousands of people. He knew how to make an amazing persuasive presentation because he had made it. He had given the Sermon on the Mount where everybody was dazzled. So this man knew how to deal with words. He knew how to deal with rhetoric. This man was a good speaker. But we see him here not raising his voice and not defending himself. And this is really important for us to understand that self-defense does not always mean that we are going to win the argument. But self-defense means that we are going to actually hurt ourselves more, because the more we defend ourselves, the more we look like we're guilty. So it is really important for us to know. And I'm not saying you don't go to court and sue somebody who's harassing your life, but I'm saying it's better to not defend yourself than to go around calling everybody names and holding them in courts and having them to answer charges and questions. That's not what Jesus did. Jesus did not defend himself. And we learn this from him, and we are challenged, and we're being asked here, can we actually afford that? Can we emulate Jesus and not defend ourselves? The third thing is that Jesus stayed on mission. Now, misrepresentation can take away our mission. It can take us away from focus. But Jesus did not allow misrepresentation to take him away from his focus. Jesus focused on one thing. Jesus knew that he was going to the cross. His mission was to go to the cross, be crucified, and save mankind. And that is what he stayed on. He kept quiet. He did not defend himself. And he kept eyes on a mission. He kept marching forward. And he was taken to the cross. And he was nailed. And he was beaten. And his clothes were shared. And he did not raise a voice, because amidst of lies and misrepresentation, Jesus knew his mission and he kept focused on the mission. Now, I don't know what mission you have in your life. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if you're doing something and people are always talking about, why is he doing that? I don't know why he's doing that. I know why he's doing that. That's not cool. He shouldn't be doing that. He's so wrong. I want you to know that does not matter. And we learn it from Jesus that there was so much noise. There was a lot of noise around Jesus. The Sanhedrin is talking and the people are talking and the Sadducees are talking and the Pharisees are talking. There's noise. There's an uproar. So much noise. And all Jesus did, he kept quiet and he stayed on mission. What are people saying about you? What are people saying about your mission? How are they attacking your mission? How are they doubting your mission? How are they misrepresenting your mission? How are they lying about your mission? Remember that you can win the mission by staying focused. So stay on focus even when you are being misrepresented. Jesus stayed on focus even when he was being misrepresented. Now, what would you do if you are misrepresented? What would you do? Would you go out there and attack people? Would you go out there and send some really nasty emails? Would you go out there and make some really harsh and hard phone calls? Yes, that's what we do. I have done it. You have done it. Everybody has done it. But we're seeing that that is not the best way to go about it. Or would you go out there and defend yourself and try to justify yourself and grab everybody on the street and tell them, look, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. It's not true. It's a lie. It's not about me. I did not do it. I mean, is that what you're going to go out and do? We're learning that Jesus did not do that. Or are you going to be distracted from your mission? Are you going to just give up and say, hey, everybody's talking about it and I don't feel good about it and maybe they're right and maybe I shouldn't be doing it and maybe I should drop it? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to stay on mission? Jesus did not give up. He stayed on mission. We must learn to stay calm in accusations, in lies and misrepresentation. We must learn and we must emulate Jesus, the man who was accused of some of the most ridiculous things under the face of the earth, and he stayed calm, he stayed collected, he moved forward. And when he achieved his mission and he came back to life, everybody looked and said, wow, this man has overcome, this man has stayed the course, this man is special, this man is unique. That is our Jesus. He stayed on mission. And he is challenging you today to stay on mission. And the truth is, you are going to be misrepresented. And as I speak now, if I asked you to give me a list of people that are misrepresenting you, you are going to give me that list because you have one. But the question is, are you going to continue to collect the list? Or are you going to stay focused on the calling, on the work that you have been given? Because if you can stay focused, if you can keep quiet, if you can avoid defending yourself and stay the course, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is resurrection. There is purification. I mean, your name will eventually be cleaned. You don't have to clean your name. You don't have to defend your name. You just need to stay the course, because eventually there is resurrection. Because eventually you appear on the streets and people will say, Isn't this the man we nailed? Isn't this the man we fought? Isn't this the man we lied about? Isn't this the woman we misrepresented? And when people see you walk on the street, neck held high, head held high, walking like you own the universe, they will say, we have lost. So today you can determine in your heart to live a life of staying quiet, of not defending yourself, and staying on mission amidst any kind of misrepresentation. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that you know everything about us. And you know the people that we struggle with, and you know the things we struggle with, and you know the lies we struggle with. We pray that you protect us from those that misrepresent us, those that lie about us. But above all, Lord Jesus, help us respond like you responded when you were lied to, when you were lied about, and when you were misrepresented. In Jesus' name.
We hope you have enjoyed this message brought to you by Aman Munyaneza. For more information and messages, please visit www.amanmunyaneza.com. Be blessed.